Let's talk a little bit about some of the events and activities we have going on this weekend. We got a few things, as we say, not to the extent that it used to be for weekend events and activities, because still so many things have been canceled or maybe have gone virtual. And if you have something going on, let us know, and we'll give you a plug to let folks know things that are happening. This is the final day that the Dow Tennis Classic is doing its series of virtual events. It's been going on all week long. The tournament this year moved to November for the official play of tennis, but still, some of the virtual events that are going on to celebrate the Dow Tennis Classic are available in a virtual way. If you go to DowTennisClassic.com, DowTennisClassic.com, you can enjoy a final day of that activity today. Hopefully the weather does allow the fun at Hoyt Park for the free ice skating and hockey and sledding going on. That's happening at Bringing Back the Ice. Scheduled tomorrow between 4 and 7 is a night skate. And then Saturday, another skate between noon and 4. It's free. Masks required, and you're asked to do some social distancing. But the warming house will be open with free hot chocolate and snack bars, skate rentals, all for the fun at Hoyt Park. Bringing Back the Ice Facebook page is a good source for some of the latest news and information regarding the events. Bringing Back the Ice Facebook page. The Winter Festival that was scheduled for December is actually taking place tomorrow and Sunday. This is in Midland. The focus is on activities that are safe and socially distanced, with artist booths to be placed throughout the Midland Center for the Arts. And the center's lobby gallery featuring famous pieces of art, popular portraits of American culture. The Winter Festival is a ticketed event. You go to midlandcenter.org/museum-events for tickets and information. midlandcenter.org/museum-events. And today and tomorrow, the Winter Festival at the Midland Center for the Arts, rescheduled from when it was supposed to take place in December. You're going to find going on tomorrow at Zettel Farms in West Branch, the Mid-Michigan Health Foundation's Snow and S'mores event. It's to benefit the Mid-Michigan Medical Center, the West Branch Maternity Services Project. Snow and S'mores, an event where you can enjoy a 30-minute horse-drawn sleigh ride. You can enjoy the sleigh ride, then some s'mores. You can do so with reservations. Other activities, including trails and such, that are available to have a good time. And you go to midmichigan.org/snowday to find out more. midmichigan.org/snowday for the event tomorrow at Zettel Farms in West Branch. Going on, this is... the opening actually was this past Monday, but continuing throughout February. Remember, if you're at the Marshall Fredericks Sculpture Museum at Saginaw Valley State University, the virtual exhibition called Hip Hop Icons. It's a celebration of Black History Month with over 150 original objects on loan from the Black History Mobile Museum related to the hip hop culture in America, focusing on pioneers and MCs and groups and women and movies, as well as Detroit. Again, it's a virtual exhibition with virtual tours and even field trips available for schools and such. And you can enjoy the exhibition by going online, marshallfredericks.org. That's marshallfredericks.org. Just some of the events and some of the activities that are going on and being enjoyed this weekend.